We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Lawmakers could be banning flavored tobacco products over concern about the tobacco and vaping industry, and now there is the possibility that menthol may be added to the flavored tobacco ban. And your thoughts on that, please.
I think it's problematic at this point. I know that there's some research out there, but the research, we don't have a full body of research that says that e-cigarettes are unhealthy for people. I know there's a concern about those that are under 18 starting with them, that could lead to smoking and other things. But just last year, the legislature increased the age to purchase tobacco products from 18 to 21. And we've already dealt with that particular issue. The vaping products can provide a valuable service for people that choose to that are trying to quit smoking. And the deaths that we saw across the country, it's largely documented that the things that people were smoking were not legal products. They were products that were that they got off the streets, and that created problems. So I think at this point it's just too early for the state to be acting on something until we have significant and sufficient research to make well-informed decisions. Ironically, in today's Health Committee meeting, that was exactly what one of the pieces of legislation that I supported, what its intent was to provide funding for sufficient research to make sure that we have the informed knowledge to make appropriate decisions.
What are the answers you're looking for in the research before you make a decision?
Well, we have research. We have some research that's out there that says that vaping products can help people quit smoking. It's well documented that smoking tobacco creates significant health problems. And if we are going to, if it's proven that vaping is dangerous for people, we should make the move to prohibit vaping in general, not distinguishing between menthol or flavored products or non-flavored products. And I just think at this point that people making that decision are jumping the gun and they're ahead of the research.
How long do you think that research could take to reach your office and the office of your fellow senators?
I don't know. Everything is a little bit different. We look at, because marijuana is listed as a Schedule I drug over the years that prevented research in the United States, when we look at medical marijuana, there was very limited research 15 years or so ago when I was sheriff. And over that 10 to 15 years, a body of research developed that pointed to a legitimate medicinal use of marijuana. So I don't know that you can put a timetable on any one product. And I don't know the extent. I know Roswell is among the different institutions that are taking a look at this. And people are working on the research across the country, but I can't speak to as when sufficient research will be available for lawmakers. That really is just an opinion. Mm-hmm. Others don't necessarily share the opinion that I have, and I recognize that.
Senator, you say that vaping has helped people quit smoking. How supportive are you on keeping vaping products away from people? I know you mentioned that the state has raised that buying age to 21.
Well, I think it's a valid discussion to have that we do not want people whose bodies and my brains have not fully developed to participate in things that could stunt their growth, that could create problems in adulthoods. But we have significant amount of laws on the books that prohibit the sales or use of tobacco, alcohol, things of that nature for those that are now under 21, used to be under 18. So we have laws that exist that I think are a matter of enforcing. And I think at this point in time, those laws are in place. the appropriate entities should be enforcing those laws, and the legislature should be waiting for sufficient research before it makes hasty decisions.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.